Loivish shechiv atmai bekinyan. Bekach vekach, leilach im amalve, lodun bedeyane goyim, imish schus lamalve bekach, shiocho lustchus bedineim, velo bedinei Yisrael. Okay, there's this transaction between amalve and a loivish. So Reuven is lending Shimon money. Now Reuven doesn't want to be subject to the halachis, to certain halachis, al pi halachis. He wants this transaction to be governed by secular law. So he makes a kinyan that this transaction should be governed by secular law. And presumably, maybe they're going to go and adjudicate it in court. Because if it's going to be governed by secular law, they're not going to go to Bezdin, presumably. So Zakt, the Bala Trumas, if they made a kinyan on that, and the Tumim explains the kinyan has to be at the beginning of the transaction. It's not like later on. It means you went into the transaction with this in mind, that we're going to follow, this is going to be governed by secular law. I don't want any migus and zachim. I want straight off whatever the minig is in this industry, in the Medina, that's what I want to be governed by. You're going to come up with some tour of Gzeres HaKosav, Lamdin, no. I want it to be governed by a regular thing, but not regular, by secular law. And it works. The kinyan works according to the Bala Trumas. It's like you were makabel upon yourself, edus goyim, bekinyan, she'ein yachal achzor boy. That's a big nafkamina. Let's say you know you have testimony. A lot of the people in the business are women. Okay, but their testimony is not going to be makabel and bezdin.
Right.
So you know that you're not going to be able to prove your case if you strictly follow halacha, but if you follow the secular court, you'll be able to win in court. So that's what you want to do. It works. The kinyan works. So if you go down to the end of the page where it's the vav, a little further down at the beginning of the seven lines up from the bottom of the page. Aval, however, Adoni Avia Rosh Zal. That's the day of the Bala Trumas. But the Rosh holds Afal Pisha Koysim Bishtar Lodum Bedinei HaUmais Ein Bechalal Zesh Lo Yishamit She'ena Kavana Bazeh Ella. You don't get any additional schusim that you would have had otherwise. No, there's no such thing. Ella Sheim. The Kavana was Imhu Ilaim. If the guy is a strong guy, if the party connector is going to end up being a powerful guy, he's not going to listen to the law, to the din. So according to the Rosh, we interpret the wording of the shtar as follows. When you make such an agreement that we're going to go to Bezdin, what you really meant to say is, if you give me a hard time to go to Bezdin, then we agree that we made up that we're going to go to court. And I'm not going to have to go through getting a heter arkais and all the technicalities that we learned in the original. You have to be summoned by Bezdin three times and all that, get an hazmana. No. I'm going to take you to Bezdin. But we're signing now that if you don't go to Bezdin,
then
you have to agree with me to go to court right away, and that's your makabel. But you weren't makabel, first of all, any zchus in Mominus. You weren't trying to say that the law, that the halacha, that the transaction should be governed by secular law, and surely you were not saying anything about going to Arkois. This is the shaila. If you make a tenai to go to Arkois, now how do we paskin? And then we'll speak out a little bit lamaisa.
It's written in the
shtar, and you made a kinyan.
Which
the original transaction?
No, I mean it's written in the shtar whether you're going to go to a secular court or a bezdin.
Yeah, you wrote in the shtar that
we're gonna
write in the shtar that I'm willing to go to court. So the Rosh says what that means really is avada, we're gonna go to Bezdin. But if I don't take you to Bezdin, it's not clear. So he interprets the language of the shtar to mean that. That's the chiddush of the Rosh. Okay?
So now
because the Rosh holds it's very shver to say that a yid would say such a tenai. What, we're willing to go to court? Avada, that's not what his kavana was. That's the word of the Rosh. Okay, now how do we paskin? Zokt Mechaber, page 27.
He's not arguing the Bala Trumas.
He is, because
Bala Trumas is it's a verbal kinyan. It's nothing to do with the shtar.
You made a kinyan on whatever it says in the shtar. Whatever it says in the shtar, we're making a kinyan on that.
That thing is secular court.
Right, so the Bala Trumas says it means we're going to go to a secular court right away.
Oh. Right.
And the Rosh is saying, no, it means we're going to try to go to Bezdin. If not, we're going to go to court. Now look how we paskin. HaMakabal, Alav Bekinyan, Siv Gimel, page 27 in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's the Torah. Bring down both opinions. But how does Shulchan Aruch paskin? HaMakabal, Alav Bekinyan, Lidoinim Chaveroi Lefnei Goyim, Einoi Klub. Like the Rosh, but also leading bifneim, and you can't go. That's the main thing we have to see. Okay, so the Mechaber paskins that it does not work. Also, Such a kinyan does not work. And kipshuta, if it doesn't work, so someone asked last week to the dayan, if it doesn't work, are you allowed to make the tanai? Is there also to do it? Once it doesn't work, maybe it shouldn't be aser. So you wanted to tie into the dayan, tie into last week, then no, it would still be aser to even sign such a thing because you're still being miyaker alilim. You're still saying, I would rather go to court. Now it's grad nachal, but even the statement in the shtar that you would rather go to court itself is a bazillion to Torah. And therefore that itself could be a reason why you should rather go to Beis Din.
So what is Baal Shem Hadid?
Baal Shem Hadid is on that. He holds
it. What's his far?
His far is that, I'll explain his far in a second. Okay? Now, here's where you have to understand a little bit what's going on. I make a tanai with you that you work for me and we're being mekabel, that we're not going to follow Torah, so I want you to come in and work on Shabbos. I made a tanai. What are you talking about? You can't make a tanai. There's no such tanai. You can't make a tanai to go against the halacha. So what in the world is the Baal Truma talking about? What's the push-up shot of the Baal Truma? Now, the problem is more than that, is that the Sma, very important Sma, we're not going to read it inside, but it's cutting out. The Sma paskins that even the Rosh, which is the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that it doesn't work, that's only because you could interpret the Shtar both ways. You can interpret what they said both ways. We're going to go to court after we don't go to Beis Din. Right? But the Sma says that if you say Beferish, if you say explicitly that we're being mekabel upon ourselves tonight, that we are going to go to court first. Okay? So there's no room for interpretation. Right? Zok the Sma, over there he agrees, the Rosh, that it works. The Kenyan works.
If you specifically say. Right.
So that means, we're walking out of this, Noch the Shulchan Aruch and the Sma, that if a person makes a Kenyan, a Tanai with a Kenyan, and he signs a Shtar, that you are going to adjudicate and follow and govern this transaction by secular law, it works. It works. Okay, so the problem with this is
to not keeping Shabbos.
What?
The comparison to not keeping Shabbos isn't the greatest comparison because
okay.
One's be the other, one's be the Shemayim. Meaning, one's between two Jews.
So that's what I'm trying to bring up. But here's my question. My question is though, is that the Issa to go Arkais is not between two Jews. The Issa to go to Arkais is a Chil Hashem. So it's like you're making a Tanai. I'm allowed in this transaction to make a Chil Hashem to go to Arkais. Who are you? Not a Baldover on that. That's the question.
If the stipulation is that we're going to be following the judicial laws, that in itself isn't necessarily a chalasha.
Okay, good. Right.
And then therefore I have to go to court because.
Very good. So this is basically the mahalcha of the tumim in this halacha. So let's explain what you're saying. What you're saying is like this. Okay, that's partial, like I said. You can't make a tanai with anybody to go against halacha. You can't decide, okay, we're gonna build a house and we're not gonna make a mica. You have to make a mica. You're gonna tanai.
I'm put up mezuzahs. Well,
yeah, I'm gonna build sell your house, but I'll tanai you and put up mezuzahs. You can't do that. Just it. So the what's going on over here? What's going on over here is specifically one thing. Everyone says the same thing. The Kenyan only work. You cannot go into a transaction and say, I'm only going into this transaction, loan, purchase, whatever, amanas, that if anything happens, we are going to go to court. I'm not interested in Beis Din, I want to go to court. That means, even if the halacha is the same in Beis Din and court, I don't want to go to Beis Din, I want to go to court.
Anyway, I want to go to court.
I'm not interested in Beis Din, not because it's going to give me extra schus, not because the law is different, just I'm not interested in standing in front of Beis Din court. That avada, everyone agrees it doesn't chal. It doesn't work. Because that's going against halacha. You can't do that. So what are we talking about? We're talking about where there is a difference in the actual mumminess over here.
Like, you know,
there's a different schus that you would get. The malva, the person who's the malva, the one that's
who
the recipient
the
of it, right? The mischayev, okay, the mischayev in the deal, he's the one, he's allowed to be makabal upon himself, extra chiyuvim. So the example given was, let's say we said, there's a the Mishnah talks about in Bamatzia, that a shermachinam, a person's a shermachinam, and he's potter in Gneva Vaveda. He's only chayiv on Pshia. He's potter if it gets stolen. So he can makabal upon himself, I want to makhayiv myself in Gneva Vaveda. Because he's makabal upon himself, to makhayiv himself in extra chiyuvim, to the owner of the object. He's allowed to do that. So here also, let's say you took a loan, and you know that since it's a milva bal peh, you have a migu or whatever, but you're mechayiv yourself that if Beis Din, if court would say I'm obligated, then I'm being mechayiv myself in that in that money. Any money that, if in Bezdin I'll be potter, but in court I'll be chayiv, I'm being mischayiv myself in that money. So the pshat is, it's not the pshat you're going against our kais. You're trying to make a tenai to go to court. Yeah. The point is, you're adding upon yourself extra chiyuvim. So that's moil. You can make a tenai to add upon yourself extra chiyuvim. Okay? The only problem is like this. So that's pshat over here, what's going on. You're adding, so in other words, again, if the chiyuvim are clear, and there's no difference between halacha and court, you can't just make a tenai, I'm going to court. It doesn't work. But what you could do is that you are... is what you could do is that you're makabel upon yourself that you're makabel upon yourself that if there's an extra schus in court versus bezdin, that I'm makabel upon myself to take upon myself that extra chiyuvim. Okay, so now let's see where it's negeah this thing, this halacha. Now, so one second. So now, at the end of the day, after you signed the contract, whatever Eliezer spoke at. So now, do you go to Beis Din now, or do you go to court? And the way we're touching it up, the tenai that you made over here has nothing to do with going to court. It has to do with which set of laws you're going to be makabel upon yourself. Right? So the Tumim says it's okay. There's a Rashba that seems to argue. So fine.
It's okay what?
To be makabel upon yourself. That you want
Kiyuvim.
You want this particular loan or transaction to be governed by secular law.
And that's okay?
You could say theoretically do that, as long as the reason you're doing that is because you want the extra chiyuvim that come from the secular law. You don't want to be, you know, as let's say the person that's putting in the money, you know, and taking the risk. So you want the person that's accepting the money, who's guaranteeing, you know, the borrower or whatever it is, the recipient of the money. He's being makabel upon himself. That he's going to be chayiv even under extra circumstances that he wouldn't have been chayiv otherwise.
And if there's a conflict between the secular and the Torah law, the secular.
So as long as you went, yeah, mm-hmm. You can make such a tenai. Okay. So this is why maybe like when we sign a contract, a choice of law provision or whatever, where it says in the, we're going to, well, not a court, but you're saying we're going to follow New York state law as opposed to, you know, as opposed to Florida state law as opposed to, I don't know, whatever. So that maybe is not a problem because you're being makabel upon yourself the chiyuvim that come from that body of laws as opposed to the Torah. You could do that. Okay. The problem is now, it's mashma, you can even go to court. So why are you allowed to go to court?
Why is it mashma that way?
So, okay, so you're saying in a chanami. So you accept the thing, but you have to go to Beis Din.
You try first anyway, and then later on, if you have to.
You can find the... Basin can consult with people that are intelligent enough.
Right, okay, so here's the two mahalchim on this. So the two mahalchim on this are that in a chanami, the Tumim says, and it's also I saw in the Pisrei Choshen, he says, is that really you should try to go to Beis Din first.
First, yeah.
Now, the thing is that Beis Din may say, we're not equipped to deal with this, number one. Number two is that Beis Din may not want to set a precedent that all of a sudden their pot is going to look funny. Their paskening, like the case in the Rosh was, that a guy was makabel upon himself alone, that I'm being maschayiv myself, that even if Shemitah passes, I'm going to pay you.
Right. They're not going to do
right?
that.
The whole sugya in Makis, Masha and Masha Kasa Batara, was when the Malva made the Tanai saying, I'm giving you the loan, I'm going to ask that Shemitah shouldn't come in. So the Malva can't make that Tanai because he's not the Meschayiv. But the Meschayiv, the Loivik could say, I'm being Meschayiv myself to pay you on the eighth year. You could do whatever you want, right? You could pick up a Sudar and say, I'm making a Kenyan, I'm Meschayiv you $1,000. So I'm being Meschayiv myself to pay you on the eighth year even. Okay, so you can make such a thing. Right? So it's not Masan Kamasha Khazam Torah, it's an extra ischaivas. Now the question is, they're gonna go to Beis Din and say, listen, he was Machaim. Beis Din is gonna look funny. What do you mean? Everyone knows that Shemitah passed. Why are you collecting this chayiv now? Oh, well, the guy was Machaim himself, he made it tonight to follow the secular law, and then the secular law he would have had to pay. Doesn't look good. So either A, Beis Din is not so doesn't really know what the secular law was and what was the gather of the ischaivas, or number two is maybe they're not gonna want to do it anyway. So Memela, since the Etzim Eschaivus wasn't to go to court, it was to go to just follow the law, and Memela you're going to go to court, it could be it's okay. That's the way the Tumim learns this set of halachas. That it could be at the end of the day you'd be allowed to go to court, but still you should still try to go to Beis Din. Okay? This is what comes out from the Tur, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch, but more importantly the Sma. Because the Sma is the one that says that according to the Rosh, it does work to make such a tenai, okay? So just to sum up, okay? Let me sum up to make it clear, and then we'll talk about in very negeah halacha zikah cases. The we're talking here, if a person, two people are in a transaction, And the mischayiv in the transaction, the one that really has to pay at the end, or taking the achrayas, is mekabel upon himself that he's going to owe the money according to the gedarim of the secular law, and not according to the halacha. So you make a kinyan on that type of thing, and it works. Because he's mischayiv himself to follow the gedarim of the secular law. Okay, so now the question is, can you go to Beis Din or not? That's the shaila. Can you go to Beis Din? But can you go to court of Beis Din? But the point is that he can become himself such a tanai. So the Dayan said yesterday, and I saw that this is talking again other places, is it's negeil l'mushal. Well, first of all, it's negeil real estate transactions and stuff like that. That a person makes a real estate transaction of some sort, that, you know, in any contract, you know, you have these. It's choice of law provisions, and you have which then court you're going to go to. So where's it, Nagas? So he was pointing out,
if I'm sure they can actually pick a Beis Din to the court.
What?
Choice of law provision is easy to do, but if not, there's no jurisdiction of the court. They can't see the case.
No. So what do you write in there?
Choice of law. That's pretty much it. So for example, if you
so that's not necessarily
but
the state.
It has to be that's that not state, necessary. And that's when you're going to have to go. Also, or that not only choice of law.
It says
following
that. It says choice of law. It says which court.
That, no, it says the county.
It does. It does.
It says the county.
But if you let's say you transact somewhere outside the county of Dade, what jurisdiction they have over to see the
none.
I mean, if I'm in New York and I decide I want to see somebody in Dade County.
Right.
Whatever.
If he writes in, it's got to be Dade County. Then it's got to be Dade County. I'm not so sure.
Not so possible.
So the court.
You can't adjudicate a case in New Jersey.
Speculate that it's
going to
be according to the state law.
But the Florida law.
It depends on the corporation where they're located.
They have to have whatever
the
law is in that state.
So who's jurisdiction do you follow?
No. So the point is that really you should discuss it with the Beis Din. But the Beis Din may say if that's what you accept, then you should go to the court.
And you're doing a Jersey with a, let's say, Massachusetts, whatever.
What do you mean?
And there's some sort of legal contract.
The one that is
well, that's the whole thing. Well, that's the whole thing that you're macabre. That's the whole point. He was macabre to be subject to the secular law.
That
not
could
to
be. That could be because that's how long the Dade County.
The court still has to have jurisdiction.
Well, even the procedure.
I'm saying
as
it's different
as
states.
As long as the end result, he's gaining something by going there.
So that would be impossible for a Beis Din because they don't even know the procedures.
But as long as the result would be different, that's the point. As long as the result would be different.
When you say that, you're saying we're going to go to secular court.
Okay, that's the point. That's exactly the point. So since Beis Din's not able to do it, okay, now. Now, this is where one very interesting example, okay, which is what the Dayan spoke about yesterday, is all sorts of cases of insurance policies. Because basically what happens in an insurance policy is let's take the following example. This is an example that he gave, and I'm just going to chaz it over because I don't know if everyone got it yet. Last week he spoke in Hebrew, whatever, it was a little complicated. He gave the following example. Someone's driving a car. And
he loans the car.
No. A guy's driving a car and he gets into an accident and he hits someone else. He has insurance. Now, everyone knows that the insurance is going to want their clients and, you know, they want their people to be happy. So they're not going to hassle around and say, well, go to this guy. Maybe he could push out the fender and he can, you know, do it for $150. They're just going to say, replace the thing. Not only replace that, replace the door next to it. And now if it's not going to match, replace the door on the other side. They're not going to give you a hard time. So their own person's going to come out, give some sort of estimate. What's it called?
Adjustment.
Well, appraisal.
Of the damage.
They're going to give some sort of appraisal. Damage is going to be like $1,000, and they're going to award the guy $1,000. Now, you could have it fixed. You could for $100. So you tell the guy. So the mazik, the person driving the car, tells the guy, listen, I'm going to pay $100. I don't want you. And we'll fix it. I don't want you to go through my insurance. And the other person says, what do you mean not to go through your insurance? I want to go through the insurance because, but al pi din Torah, I'm only chayv to pay you the nezek. The nezek is $100. You don't have a right now to be toveya me the full $1,000, and you have no right necessarily to even be toveya me to put a claim into my insurance. Because halachically, we're two Jews over here, halachically, I'm only chayv the nezek. If the nezek is evaluated by a Beis Din or by whatever the gedarim of nezek is, as $100, I'll pay you the $100, and you have no right now to place a claim against my insurance. So he wants to. So he tainas is that since the law is you have to have insurance, it's as if every person driving is making it. It's like a tanai. between the drivers, it's a tenai between the parties, that we're being mekabel upon ourselves, that whoever it is in this transaction that I'm going to hit, that I'm not, is that they have the right now to follow what's the legal, the law of this particular. Sure. It's like you made a tenai and a kinyan that you're going to follow the legal, the way the legally they would view this accident. And since legally you have to have insurance, so therefore the his chayvus is kifi the insurance, because that's the law. So it's like you're makabel upon yourself. So he says the makor for this is the sma. This sma that we're learning now is that since you're makabel upon yourself, and,
when you got the insurance, you're
now you're makabel upon yourself like a kinyan, that you're mischayv yourself to whoever you hit to follow the gedarim of the insurance. So he wanted to say even ad kedekach that if the guy says, listen, you don't want to file a claim that's your problem, he's allowed to be teveya him personally the full $1,000.
That amount of money.
Since we're being makabel upon ourselves, the das, when you're driving, is to follow whatever the Kabbalah is.
Right, what the Kabbalah is.
So I have a right, you're mischayv yourself in that full amount. That's what he wanted to taina. So, That's a major nafkamina of this whole idea. In the Pesach Choshen, he wants to say even more, is so it becomes very negeah in Eretz Yisrael. We have Jewish owned insurance companies, so the insurance company itself is willing to pay a lot more than what the nezek is. So does the nezek have a right to be teveya against the insurance company?
But they're recoverable. The same
right? thing. I'm driving. And I hit someone. And now the guy who got hit is going to go put a claim against my insurance. But my insurance company is Jewish. So he's going to go now have a Jewish guy pay a lot more than what he really owes Alpi Din Torah. Doesn't owe all this money for the doors and this and that. So again, since the you're makabel upon yourself, bekinyan, to follow this.
That's the policy.
So Mamela, you're allowed to follow this set of laws because that's the law. Now, the question is, where do you do this? So he says in the Pesach Choshen that really you should, if let's say the case is in Jewish insurance company, you should tell them that you would rather go to Beis Din first. Because again, it's two separate points. One is what set of laws are you going to follow? Fine, well, you're makabel upon yourself. Every guy that's driving is makabel upon himself that he's going to be with
abide
a Kenyan, he's
going to
abide by the law of the understanding of the insurance company. Fine, but now can you go to Beis Din for that? You should still try to go to Beis Din. He says, since it's Yadua, the insurance company is not going to go to Beis Din. Maybe you could send them a hazmana if you want one, or whatever, but you don't have to follow all the, you know, the normal thing that we would do is go three times and a seerav and all that. Since you know they're not going to, you could probably just go send them, you know, a thing and maybe mention to them you'd rather go to Beis Din. If they say we're going to go to court, you can go to them with to court. So that would follow from this setup. Right? And where it also is so all sorts of insurances are basically alpi this set of laws that as long as you're makabel upon yourself. Yeah. Also, it comes in by that's what he talks about by Rikhas and the Pesach Choshen, all sorts of different types of insurance. It's this set of laws. But any transaction that a person does, if it's in the industry, okay, if the industry is mechayev that, in order for this type of industry to work out, you need to do it, then pashtus is okay. If it's not mitzad the industry, okay, it's just, listen, two people, you made a loan, and now you want to, you know, you're more comfortable with the secular law than not, that already is much more of a shiloh. That's what we learned in Dina and the Machusadina, that the Rashba seems to say, that's mamash abizayan already. There's no reason for you to do this more than that, except for that you're not so comfortable with the halacha, that's already more of a problem. If it's something in the industry, insurance, or real estate, every contract has to have this thing in there, you know, for it to work, that maybe is more acceptable. But if it's just between two people and there's no reason for you to put it in,
just between two people, but if it's a situation of a contest, if it's a contested matter,
meaning somebody contests,
then it's not so pushy because, for example, in the area of Yerusha, people have there is the imposition of secular law. Can be, especially if it's contested.
Yeah, but secular law recognizes a will, right? So therefore, the second. So therefore, by you saying.
Simple. I'll give you an example. If somebody dies in Eretz Yisrael, and they have a will, and they have another will, one will and wills are contested. So, in a lot of places in the world, they'll go according to the jurisdiction where the person died, or there's different criteria about what will be the measure of which will and which law will apply. So, even if you have an agreement that people would go to Beis Din, the secular law can overrule the Beis Din.
Well, if it can't overrule and you have no choice. But what I'm saying is that
would you have to go to Beis Din? Contesting parties have to go through Beis Din to apply the law.
In that case, you have to go to Beis Din, because again, that's between two people. It's not an industry matter, and therefore, that should be followed through in Beis Din. Now, if it can't, it can't. But there's no reason in a Yerusha, since the secular law Gufa is Makir, that you could make a will. So you should be setting up.
If it's a contested will, the secular courts take the will out of the hands of the Beis Din by law. It says if you have a will and there's no contest, then it could go through the Rabbanut and the Beis Din and.
Okay, so then you have no choice, and then I guess there's nothing to do about it. But Lamaisa, any money which goes to a Yoyrish, which is not a pi halacha, is considered gzela.
Situation.
So as I'm saying, it's a problem. Unless they, you're not allowed dafka in such a scenario. So he was telling me, I was telling him last week, we had two stories. I told him last week, we were talking about this Yerusha thing, so that I was talking to Rabbi Hamnick, Moshe Hamnick, so I was telling this Indian, we were talking about Dina Demochuzudina with Yerusha, so he said that there was a Maxa with Rav Huttner, that Rav Huttner's father-in-law apparently was a very, very, very wealthy man. And he only had two children. He had the Rebbetzin, Rav Huttner's wife, and a brother. So when he died, apparently he was a real, a very, very wealthy man, and owned tons of property. And when he died, Rav Huttner didn't want to take a penny. So Pialoch, it goes to the brother. So he gave it all he said to the brother, take it all. So he said to the point that there was an FBI investigation that there was some tax evasion going on. Because he wanted to have it all under the brother's name so that he could, have the tax
evasion. They were worried that he's trying to...
It didn't make sense that he wasn't taking any of it at all.
Should have taken at least
$10. So not only didn't get money, he had to pay for lawyers to protect himself against the investigation. That was what I told him.
I'm trying to figure out why he didn't take the money. Yeah. He could have used it in a very good way.
Okay, I'm saying, why didn't he? Because that's what we're learning. It's not that law. So he told me, the Dayan from last week told me that Rav Shlomo Zalman, his whole life, lived in his, from the day he was married till the day he died, he didn't own his own apartment. He lived in his father-in-law's apartment.
His whole life?
His whole life.
That was in the 16
years. He said his whole life. He lived in his father-in-law's apartment. So he said, he said one of his sons told me this. He lived in his father-in-law's apartment. When the father-in-law died...
The sons
went... When the father-in-law died, he had one brother-in-law. One brother left from the father. So he went with his brother-in-law to the to register the house under the brother-in-law's name. He didn't want to keep any of it.
Chas v'shalom should
take any of it because it's not his. Right. It belongs to his father-in-law. Now his father-in-law died. It doesn't go to his wife. Right. It was the daughter. It goes to the son. So he didn't want to take any of it. Yeah. So the brother obviously didn't want to take it. Didn't want the apartment. So Zalman's living in it. The Gadol Adar is living in it. Yeah. He would be as covered for him to take the apartment. Yeah. The Bishum point of life, he didn't want the apartment. And he went to the red tabu, whatever. He went to the place where he registered the apartment. And he went with his brother-in-law to register his name. So he said, when they got to the thing, the guy's like, this is your brother-in-law and this is what you do to him? like, you're taking away your apartment from the Gadol Adar, what's wrong with you? And the guy's yelled at, and he's telling Rav Shlomo Zalman he won't take the apartment. So he said, Akadekach, so Lamaisa, they registered the apartment totally under the name of the brother-in-law.
Right.
Then when Rav Shlomo Zalman died, the brother-in-law went and registered the apartment under the names of his kids.
All his kids.
He gave it all to the sons. But Rosh Zalman himself didn't want to take it.
I hear you.
But the brother didn't want it. But I'm saying that's the point. You see the chashivas, what it means, that's the halacha.
The halacha is,
Torah says that this is the way the Yerusha is supposed to be. So we make takanas for people, you know, but Lamaisa, real gedolim, understand that if that's the way the Torah outlines what it's supposed to be, that's the way, that there's some chachma there. There's a reason for that. Now, obviously, Lamaisa, machoikis and this, I'm not getting, you know, that's a different topic. But Lamaisa, you know, to stam, except for no particular reason, you know, the secular law, and in of that aren't necessarily, don't need to be governed that way.
I drank it.
But in the first case, the brother who